what exactly is religious life?
Okay, in 5 minutes. I promise. Religious life is a life totally given to Christ. I want to make a parenthesis here because I'm speaking about religious life, but what I just said applies to all vocations, okay? A life totally given. That is the essence of every vocation to the human of the human person, okay? If you're called to marriage, you are called to a life totally given to your spouse. And the donation of self is the essence of every human vocation. So, to whom is the difference? Okay? To a spouse, I mean a guy or a girl, that's marriage. The self-donation, the total gift of ourselves to Christ, who is also our spouse, because we're always called to vocations of espousal and paternal or maternal, according to gender. So the human person grows up in grace, wisdom, and stature before God and man to be able to make, in a particular moment, a decision of total self-donation. That is what we call the moment when we make the fundamental choice of life, whether it's marriage, whether it's religious life, or whether it's priesthood. That when we make that choice, we have come to the point of making our fundamental choice of life. This is very important. It's not a temporary choice of life. It's fundamental. It's the one that determines the direction of the rest of your life. That is why it's fundamental. Okay? And so, second point is that it's a total gift of self. The fundamental choice of life is the moment when you have acquired a particular degree of maturity where you can give yourself totally. And totally means unconditionally and unreservedly. So this is for all vocations. So to whom is where it determines the path in which you will grow in holiness. If it's in marriage, it's to a guy and a girl, or if it's in religious life, it is a total donation of self to Christ with an exclusive, unconditional, and reserved love. And then, in religious life, that love of unconditional, unreserved donation is lived in a specific path. That specific path is what is called a charism. And so that's why institutes exist, because they have a particular charism given by the Holy Spirit. And so there's two choices about religious life. The first one is, am I called to give myself totally, to donate myself, to give the gift of self to Christ? And if I'm called to that, next question is, in what path of holiness, in what charism that will be the shape and form, the mold of my religious vocation? And so by giving yourself to Christ, you give himself, yourself to his things, which is his kingdom. Remember the gospel yesterday in the morning, we were all kind of sleepy. That it was the presentation, I mean, the finding, the losing and finding of Christ, which it was 12,000 years of that.
That was pretty
that amazing. Gospel, that's powerful. But what Jesus responded is, don't you know I must be in about the things of my Father? And so religious life or priestly life is about being involved in the things of the Father. So we give our life to serve the needs of Christ and the church and the world. So it's a total gift of self, the same than marriage, because it's a spousal relationship. But the spouse is Christ, and the things of Christ are all the missions that the community embraces and sends me to accomplish. And so our lives is about the things of Christ. And so our desires is to do whatever the Lord needs us to do because we are about the business of the Father. So that's basically it. And so we give ourselves, since it's a total, unconditional gift of self, that's why we have the vows of chastity, which means I marry Christ. I mean, couples have the vow of chastity. They cannot be going around with anybody else. But in their vocation, the gift of self is donating not only their hearts and the whole being. That's why it is the in the context of marriage is that we have the marital sexual relationship. Because it's the donation, the total donation of body, heart, and soul to the person. Well, we give ourselves totally to Christ. And so my body is given to Christ in the vow of chastity. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's not given to anybody but Christ. And then we have the gift of the vow of poverty because we are always detached of things to be able to go wherever the Lord needs us. It's not because we reject things. If we reject the things, well, we wouldn't have this. We don't live in the abstract, but we live in community. So everything that the Lord allows us to have doesn't belong to me. It belongs to all. And so in that way, we all have everything and nobody possesses anything. So that's why we have the vow of poverty. And then the vow of obedience, because we also give our will to the Lord. And in the way we give our will to the Lord is by doing His will. But the problem about doing His will is when I am the one that interprets it. If I say, Lord, I give you my will, but then I do everything I want. There's no concrete way of giving my will. And so we give our will to Jesus by being in a relationship of submission to the authority of the community. And the authority of the community is the one that is supposed to guard, implement, and direct the life of the community and the mission of the community. And so for us, obedience to a superior and to the government of the community is the concrete way of loving and obeying the will of Christ. So that's religious life. Basically. 5 minutes. I was really pretty good. So, but never forget that whatever vocation you're called to is a gift. You must be a gift and a total gift. Because I'm going to prove something to you right now.
Cute.
Can you give it back to me? Thank you. It's not worthy of the human person, is it? If you give something, it's not worthy to take it back. Only selfish people will give you a gift on Christmas Day, and the 25th they call you and say, can you return the sweater? I really like it. So a gift has to be totally given, freely given, which means nobody makes me do it. God calls me, and I freely respond. That's why the freedom is crucial. But even freedom from our flesh, huh? The freedom is crucial because Jesus said in John chapter 10, nobody takes my life. I freely give it. And always remember that is your dignity. Nobody can take your life. You must freely give it. That is our dignity. And so whether you're called to marriage or to religious life or to priesthood or to anything else that the Lord may call you, I'm speaking about the three fundamental vocations. You know, because now and then, they invent so many vocations. Oh my goodness. There may be things to do, not necessarily vocations. Vocations are fundamental choices of life. I'm giving you concepts. I had the vocation to be preaching in Virginia. No, you have the mission. You know, vocation is something that is going to determine the way you live for the rest of your life, the way you will give yourself in love and for love to someone, the rest of your life. Whether that someone is Christ, His church, an institute, or a man or a woman, and through them to Christ. But a vocation is forever, is a way of life, and it's to someone. It's not to a thing, it's to someone. I don't give my life to a thing, but to someone. Because it's a choice of love. So that's basically it. And that, remember that for whatever vocation the Lord calls you to. It's a gift of self, totally, freely, unconditionally. Oh no, if it doesn't go right, I'll get divorced. Mm-hmm. That's already a reason for annulment, which means nullifies the choice. We it's not worthy of the human heart to say if it doesn't go right, I'll get out. And of course the things are not gonna go right. Is there anything perfectly right in the world? No, there are always gonna things that are not gonna go right. But we must have the sense of fidelity to whatever the Lord, that whatever the Lord said. And if He said that guy, that's why you must discern very well what guy and what girl you're gonna marry. I met him in the holy hour. Oh, that's wonderful. This guy goes to the holy hour and she goes to the holy hour, but that's not a foundation for marriage. It's gonna be a lot more, because a lot of people go to do holy hours. A lot of men do holy hours. So you see, you have to have very clear reasons why you feel this is the guy and this is the girl. Because it is forever. Even if the world says it's not forever, the Lord says it should be forever. Okay? So, that's it. So simply give yourselves. Don't preserve yourselves, because the Lord says that whoever preserves himself or herself will lose himself or herself. Give yourself. Remember, we don't believe in reincarnation. You cannot say, oh, I'll keep it 100% here, next life. And I said, but next life, you're born like a cat. I don't want to be a cat. I don't know. I want to be a human person so I can choose. I can choose love. So.
Thank you, Mother.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And please keep us in your prayers as we go in the pilgrimage. We'll keep all of you. And we'll keep you. When are you going?
I leave the 5th of July, and then for Africa, the 1st of October for Afghanistan.
Okay, we'll keep in our prayers. And everybody, are you going to keep him in your prayers?
Yes.
Yes.
And we cover him with the rosary, yeah?
Yes.
We'll place it right there. And so go on a mission, being sent as a witness of God in the middle of difficult things.
Thank you so much, Mother.
But you know, He's ready to be deployed. Are you ready to be? To whatever the Lord. Because you're the army of God. Okay? Let us hold our hands. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
All for the heart of Jesus,
through the heart of Mary.
And let me tell you, don't ever leave your places. The Lord needs you. Don't leave your places. Don't give spaces to the enemy. Take your places in the historic moment that we're living. It's in our hands. It's in our hands. The Lord has only us. And so we better do what we need to do. The saints already did it. Now is our time. Okay?
Thank you, Mom.